Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's hour two of the Rod Peterson Show. If you're just joining us, welcome into the bunker for show number 55, coming to you from sunny and beautiful Western Canada. Today, first Monday after the week 10 in the CFL, been a lot of football talk here today. If you missed in hour one, you're going to want to slide that white ball back on your Facebook feed where we covered the Calgary Stampeders. The football guys are saying, yes, they did get hosed Saturday night by video review. That is our that is our poll today, courtesy Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. Did the Stampeders get hosed? We also talked about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We are awaiting an update on their quarterback, Matt Nichols. Clearly, they have not provided one yet, or I would know about it. But if any of you hears it on Twitter, Facebook, so forth, please let us know and we'll ring the breaking news bell. But as of yet, we do not have any update on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And we've also got a contest running, and we will run it for the next 24 hours. We've been provided tickets by On Ice Entertainment for this Thursday night's Oakland Raiders-Green Bay Packers game at IG Field. We're asking you to share, like our page, and also retweet our post on the contest, and you'll be randomly entered for a draw for a pair of tickets to go watch the Raiders and the Packers this Thursday night at IG Field. Antonio Brown, it doesn't sound like, will be playing for the Oakland Raiders. He is not reported yet. He's upset about his helmet that the NFL will not allow him to wear. And as one of our tech guys, I call him Flin Flon, Jeremy says, maybe he just doesn't want to go to Winnipeg. Has anybody thought about that? I'm sorry, Winnipeg, but it's just too good not to say that. That's funny, Flin Flon. That's funny stuff. And by the way, last hour, Tad Cornegay was with us. If you missed that, you're going to want to go back and listen to that interview. The guy who, if you've seen Kevin Hart, if you've listened to Kevin Hart, you've heard Tad Cornegay. But as Tad told us from New Jersey last hour, he was around before Kevin Hart. So he feels he's the inspiration of the one of the funniest comedians going. Anyways, it's a huge weekend in Saskatoon. We were just up there last weekend for the Saskatchewan Rattlers home game against the Guelph Nighthawks. We got Raul Garcia and Lee Genier with us in the bunker from the Rattlers as promised. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks
Fantastic,
for having us.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I heard you were bringing the trophy. Where's the trophy? Couldn't bring it?
You know what? It's getting ready. One, I can't touch it because, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I thought it would, you know, it's going to bring the trophy. And I thought, you know what? It's going to be in bad taste if I touch it and, you know, we don't win the championship. So.
You wouldn't want to be that guy.
No.
How about you, Raul? Are you running the same?
Yeah. I learned from the best here, so I refuse to touch it. Even looking at it, sacrilegious at this point.
Could you not bring a handler? Where's the trophy? I now that I think about it, at Sastel Center Thursday night, it was just sitting on a table.
Yeah.
Like nobody was around it. This is a hallowed trophy, obviously.
Well, we do have a keeper of it.
Do you?
A lady in our office was looking after it. So if she wasn't around it, I'll have to have a chat with her when I get back.
You guys are forgiven now. Now I get it, why they haven't brought the trophy down. But this weekend, you understand that I'm a hockey guy from way back. So I don't think you're offended when I say it's a Memorial Cup format for the Canadian Elite Basketball League Championship this weekend in Saskatoon. Because I think for a lot of our viewers and listeners, they understand it the most when you say that. And are you ready for it this weekend at Sastel Center?
We will absolutely be ready. I mean, you know, as we go through this week, I mean, the big push is to make sure we fill every seat in that lower bowl, right? And that is our goal. You know, we've had a couple of crowds of about 4,000 early on. And I know summer's always a challenge, but you know what? I think everybody's coming back from, I'm going to say, holidays now, and it's a big sports weekend, right? So you've got three games just alone on the weekend, but of course our festival starts Thursday night with our player awards. So it's incredibly exciting.
Well, this is what we need to get through here today, because I spent a lot of time last week. I was in Delisle for a sports dinner. I was in Saskatoon at your game. I spent the weekend at Emma Lake, north of PA. And everybody says, well, some people actually thought our show originated from Saskatoon, which I took as a compliment. But people are like, you need to talk more Saskatoon, more Saskatoon. It's the province's largest city, so I'm certainly down with that. But what people need to understand, Lee and I go back a very long ways. Right, in pro football. We should explain that.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other 20-plus years now, right? And, you know, that's, you know, and I only started when I was 10.
So. Yeah, exactly. So. Good at math. But my point is, I know Lee's abilities as a marketer, and you've won an award as the Executive of the Year, the NLL, but people want to compare the Rush versus the Rattlers. My friends all over this province do. And what I don't... Why don't you explain the difference between the two?
Sure. I mean, you know, when I launched the Rush in Saskatoon, I mean, it was the biggest thing was, okay, it was really the first pro team ever in Saskatoon, notwithstanding some of the basketball leagues that had come through. So you had a town very hungry for a sports team. And, you know, it was different than anything they'd ever seen before. And I didn't go in selling lacrosse. I went in selling a party. And 98% of our fans were there just to come to the party, and you know, and they became lacrosse fans after, you know. So that was, it's winter when it's minus 40, people want to get out of the house, you know, and that's the big difference, right? Is, hey man, every 2 weeks you were going Saturday night, you were going to SaskTel Center,
and you were also coming in hot as an established franchise, as defending league champions.
Yeah, I mean, that was beauty. I mean, you were coming in, we'd won in Edmonton, and you were moving a winning team there. So that, all this, you know, the stars kind of aligned. And, you know, it wasn't, I'm going to say, easy, because, you know, I think I landed, really opened our office in September 2015, and we were, you know, starting to play training camp in November. So very short runway. And trying to convince everybody that, hey, lacrosse. And everybody going, what the hell's lacrosse?
Right. And I was one of them.
So, you know, it's not without a lot of work, and no different than when, you know, we're launching the Rattlers, is it's a brand new league. So I think there's always skepticism, always, you know, having, you know, they had the Storm, the Hawks, the Slam years ago, but you know, that wasn't the right time. This is the right time. And again, with the Raptors doing what they did and just creating that energy as we were just launching, right? It might have been a distraction, let's call it, from our league launching, but at the end of the day, it just created such a, you know, such a fever for basketball in the country. And so it was nice to see, you know, you have basketball registrations going through the roof across the country. You just got people just, hey, I need to go and play basketball.
See, the flip side here is, yeah, the Rush were coming in hot as an established franchise, but this was not really a lacrosse province. I would submit that it kind of is now. You know yourself, I go to all these rural towns, and I literally have been in a few where kids are all playing lacrosse, field lacrosse in the schoolyard, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Nobody play hockey anymore? Nobody play football anymore? And they're like, well, that's what the kids want to play, is lacrosse. But we are an established basketball province. You obviously know that. Saskatoon and Regina, huge basketball communities. But when I was there Thursday night, walking the concourse of SaskTel Center, which I always talk to people, that's what I love doing, you know what I heard? People just don't want to have their hearts broken again by a pro basketball team. That's all that I heard. It's not that Saskatoon is anti-basketball or that the crowds aren't bigger. Like, we've been down this road before. We got hurt before. You must be hearing that too, because that's what they're saying to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the days, you know, from the day we launched, right? People go, hey, you know, we've had teams in here before. And, you know, one team was literally there for a year. And, you know, and sure, you have to, those things happen, but this is a new time. That was in the past, and we're definitely around for a year or two and the future. So, you know what, is, I think once people see that, they understand the quality of our ball. Like, I mean, people say, what is the caliber? And really, it's a tad below NBA. You know, we have a ton of our players that have played in the NBA. played in the NBA G League in Europe, and we're talking the best league in leagues in the world outside of the NBA. So we're so fortunate to have them come play for us.
Right? So, yeah. Well, the cool thing though was that I've lived in Saskatoon. I'm very close. Got a lot of great friends up there. So I wanted to know what the vibe on the Rattlers was, and it's like, well, come. We just want to know that they're here to stay. And I think the main thing is, you're here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. And every game, people ask me that, and in our, it's unbelievable the traction and how excited people are. Like really, our last couple of games, 2 games ago, we won on the last play of the game, which is undoubtedly in sports the best way to win a game. It's the last play of the game. And, this past Thursday, so we were down by 30 points, and we came back to almost tie it. And people were sitting on
it. It was going nuts in there.
Yeah. People were on the edge of their seats. So.
Yeah, well, my thing, and I know enough about basketball to be dangerous. I knew nothing about lacrosse. But as you met my wife, she's a basketball player. Our oldest daughter was a college basketball player, and I said to them, does this basketball pass the test? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's great basketball. But how the hell did you allow 75 points in by halftime the other night? What was going on there?
I'm still trying to figure that one out because, our last few games, we were at, 75 points total, total. And at the half, yeah, I was shaking my head a little bit. And, this game, it was our place, our seed in the final is fixed. And I think, maybe some guys either might have some distractions from that, but, certainly they, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And the guys certainly circle around in the second half. So, and that can happen. We've got down a couple of times early and it's hurt us. But to have the character to come back and do that is...
Hilarious, actually, because I've seen it happen in hockey so many times. Well, we're already in the Memorial Cup. Why would we try hard? It's human nature. Boys are boys, right? I can totally get it. And that might have very well have happened. We got some comments coming in here. Arlene says, as a season ticket holder for the Rattlers, I can say we were very entertained by the basketball games. Good luck in the championship this weekend. From Mick Panko, lots of people know the quality of U Sports, and the Canadian guys are an all-star level players. Then add quality talent from around the world. I enjoy reading where these guys are from, California, Georgia. Not to mention the local guys are fantastic, too. Obviously, I could talk about this all day with you guys, but we should get to just this weekend. You mentioned the gala Thursday night. Games start Friday. Take me through championship weekend in Saskatoon, please.
Here, let Raul.
Let Raul talk for Pete's
sake. I've been resting over here.
Saving your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, the best way to think about it is kind of a Grey Cup Festival, a mini Grey Cup Fest. It's, I guess, the most accessible way to think about it. So it all starts on Thursday night. We're having our league awards dinner. So outstanding Canadian, MVP, best defensive player. One of our players is actually up for best defensive player, Marlon Johnson. He's known for his electrifying dunks. I think he had 6 in the last game that you were at. But he also plays phenomenal defense. So we're excited to see where he lands there. Friday, we're rolling into a free concert right in downtown Saskatoon. Right near where our office is, right there on 21st and 2nd. And there's going to be 3-on-3 basketball tournament going on throughout the day. And then in the evening, we have some local acts, as well as the DJ from the Toronto Raptors, Four Corners, and USS headlining a nice little concert series there. Rolling into Saturday, 2 semifinal games. We're playing at 1 o'clock against the Edmonton Stingers. And then Niagara's taking on the Hamilton Honey Badgers at 3:30. Winners of both those games move on to Super Sunday, Championship Sunday, at 4 o'clock.
So the basketball doesn't start till Saturday.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So semifinals and then Sunday. Okay. So what's the inaugural year of the league? How they come up with that format? What made you want to go that way?
One is when you look at the whole festival, you got a couple of ex-CFL guys here, and obviously Mike Morreale, who's our commissioner, goes, let's build a festival, a Grey Cup festival. And it's, one, it's like a Final Four meets Grey Cup Festival, right? Is that it's one and done. So these games mean everything in the world, but you're building a festival around it, right? So, so from the get-go, sure, the Rattlers had the bye into the semifinals, but they've won that spot, which is great because I never want to, back into a Final Four kind of thing. So that was the format, but again, is... build, we're a provincial team, and really build the excitement, build the community. I mean, this is, you know, the biggest thing about sports is the community you build around it, you know, inspiring the youth. And building that, putting, you know, Saskatchewan, I know it's on the map for a lot of other reasons, but now it's becoming a hotbed for basketball, right? So.
Will you have a third place game, a bronze medal game per se?
No.
So it's win or you're done.
You win, you know, we have
you're
those
going
two,
home.
Two games and then 4 o'clock on Sunday.
So. Oh, perfect. Well, that's exciting too. Where can they get tickets? I'm in Saskatoon, easily go down to your office, but what about outside Saskatoon?
Well, it's just Ticketmaster. It's head on to ticketmaster.ca and, you know, or go to our website, go to the Rattlers website or cbl.ca and, everything is on there, and you know, you can buy a 3-game pack and very reasonably priced tickets. I mean, you can get a 3-game pack, meaning all 3 games, for $45, which is pretty good.
It's unbelievable.
So I fully anticipate us to, you know, have a sold out lower bowl, and which is, you know, the future, and we're going to keep growing there.
Well, I appreciate the fact that Darren DuPont's going to be as involved as he is with you guys. I wish I could be there, but it's the biggest bane of my existence. I can't be in two places at once. And as you know, I'm going to touch down Atlantic, which I'm very grateful of that. But thanks for involving Darren. Thanks for reaching out the way you guys have. And I think the biggest question I have for you is, who designed your stuff, Lee? I've asked you before, but I can't remember. I love that forest green sand color scheme in the logo. Who did that? I love it.
Yeah, so Nick Reapmaster in our office out in Niagara, great designer, and you know, one, it had to be green, and like I say, right. I love the forest green there. And you know, as we went through, like, this is a whole story behind all the team names, and you know, and he just came up with the perfect snarky little, you know, that snake. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, can you please pass along a hearty kudos? I love your gear.
Right,
so,
awesome.
All right, guys, good luck this weekend. Bring it home.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Ry, thank you very much for having us.
All right, Lee Genier, Raul Garcia of the Saskatchewan Rattlers here in the bunker. Coming up, we have an update from Matt Nichols and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. V and Abu back in the bunker after this timeout. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is the Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back. You pay what we pay.
Eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Get Costco pricing on this new 2019 GMC Sierra 4x4. It's just $39,645 plus tax, or just $256 bi-weekly. Or get Costco pricing on this new 2019 Buick Encore. It's only $27,098 plus tax. That's just $93 a week.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on a Monday morning, just ahead of our announcement. Actually, it's Winnipeg's announcement of their quarterback, Matt Nichols, just to give you a Sports update here for Ballers Rec Room. Le'Veon Bell's debut with the New York Jets will not come until the regular season, after coach Adam Gase announced the star running back will be held out of the final two preseason games. Gase said yesterday he was leaning toward that decision, but a season-ending knee injury to linebacker Avery Williamson in the Jets' preseason loss at Atlanta Thursday night sealed the deal. No Le'Veon Bell until week one. Corey Connors of Listowel, Ontario, played well enough at the BMW Championship Sunday, or throughout the 4 days, to earn a full PGA Tour card next season. Starting the season with only a partial tour card, Connors has now earned a spot in all four majors next season, the World Golf Championships, and a full tour card for 2020. And the Blue Jays received some good news when Vladdy Guerrero Jr.'s MRI showed no serious damage after dealing with some left knee pain. Jays manager Charlie Montoyo said Guerrero is a possibility for Toronto's opener in its three-game series in L.A. against the Dodgers tomorrow. Jays off today. Oh, breaking news locally, the Regina Pats announcing the WHL Outdoor Prairie Classic at Mosaic Stadium will be versus the Calgary Hitmen. There's the breaking news today. Thank you, Clark, for putting that up. What they didn't put on here is the date, but it's the day after the hockey game. It's Sunday, October 27th, so I kind of knew it was coming. It's the day after the Jets and the Flames. Gord, watching this morning, says, thanks for the very nice visit in Delisle I had with you both last week. So, Dupes, where'd he go? They remember us in Delisle, so that's great. And I'm sure they remember Theo Fleury, Dennis Hull, and George LaRocque. Which, by the way, George LaRocque coming on the program, I understand. He was outstanding that night. I thought he'd be a hammerhead. He played like a hammerhead. He's a very smart guy. Anyways, Abu, you've been watching. I don't know if you've been surfing Twitter at all. Are you a Twitter guy, Abu?
Not at all.
You're not even, you have an account, but you're not on it.
I just feel like all these media outlets are telling you how to think.
V, how are you with social media?
Actually, I'm trying to get better at it. Actually, I'm looking to probably get somebody to help me out with that.
I can help you out with that. Actually, thinking about throwing our fourth annual social media summit, turning it into an introductory course for social media. Last year, we were in Saskatoon and sold it out. I'm pointing at the Rattlers guys over here, but we'll probably do one here in Regina in September. But anyways, checking the Facebook news wall, people writing in here saying that the Bombers, after their practice today, will provide an update on the status of quarterback Matt Nichols. So I apologize. The update is that there is no update. But by the way, the impact of Sean Lemon was felt immediately. He's the one that knocked Matt Nichols out of the game the other night. Were you watching?
I was kind of in and out.
A little bit of a backside hit. Blah, blah, blah. But I do want to talk about the BC Lions for a second. They lose that game. They go to 1-8. They make the trade to acquire Sean Lemon. He's not going to spur them on to win. V, what's your take on the BC Lions right now?
They're in the process of rebuilding. And that's what people got to understand when you just kind of turn your coaching staff over, just kind of like upheaval of everything and players and coaches. It's a process to put it back together, and I hope that the coaches and the staff get that opportunity to do what it is that they need to do to get the organization turned around.
That's the anxious thing, though. And Abu, you jump in anytime.
They're horrible.
Period. So the question is, yeah, they can be in rebuilding. Are they doing the right things? Like, if you're David Brayley or whomever.
They don't have any options now. They got their money tied up in the quarterback. Exactly. Money talks. Am I surprised? No, money talks. Follow the money. No matter what you're doing, follow the money. Money's in that quarterback. They can't keep him on his feet. Everyone knows it.
But what do you do? That's the question. Are they going the right way?
Wait till next year. Their hands are tied.
This season's over.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, at this point in time, what you're doing right now, you're just trying to find out who's going to be part of the pieces to the puzzle next year and looking for what it is you actually need to bring in. And obviously, it's some offense alignment to keep their money man upright.
Do we have faith in Ed Hervey that he's the guy? I do, or at least I would say I did. But to hand $750,000 or whatever it is to Mike Riley, I'm starting to wonder. I think everybody's starting to wonder.
Well, if they had did it in Edmonton, would we be saying the same thing? You know, could Edmonton's team have fit him in? I feel like they, you know, when they're dividing up the pie, it wasn't, what do we have left for the quarterback? Right. Oh, it's 750. It was, let's cut him a huge piece of pie and figure out how the rest of the pieces fit in. It's right. Very different. We talk about, sewing up a hole rather than just, it's nice to have a hole in your roster that you can fill rather than, you know, nothing.
Exactly.
You know, that you got to start putting all over the place.
Well, one thing I've noticed here over the last few months, because I'm seeing things from the other side and I'm enjoying the view, but I understand now what a true fan is. I see we've had Brian Warwish on the program here from the BC Lions Den podcast, and he's imploring people of the Lower Mainland to continue to come to games even though the season's over. And his point is being, the team still needs you people. And the bonus of that is when the team does eventually turn it around, it feels good to say that you've been with them through all the hard times. That doesn't resonate with everybody. That's going to go through one ear and out the other of probably most people in the Lower Mainland. But that is a true fan. The true fan is the one that continues to buy their season tickets, continues to go to the games, even through the tough times. Because people really get upset at that phrase, true fan, right? A lot of people bristle at it, but now I know what it is. It's the people that don't walk away, the casual fans that find something better to do on a summer weekend when that team's at home.
That's the nature of being in a bigger market. But I mean, what they can do, they've got the roster is what the roster is going to. There's no, you know, offensive linemen sitting on their couch watching TV right now that can play. There's tons of them doing that, but that can play. What they got to do is just stop moving the guys around. You can have the best five best offensive linemen if you move them around all over the place.
But you would think they know that, don't you? I'm thinking the same thing. I'm totally with you. Continuity, particularly in that particular group, is key. So why are they keep moving?
A drowning man doesn't care what he's grabbing on. He's just going to do something. And when you're 0-1 whatever and whatever, you just go, let's change the lineup. Let's do this, Exactly. Let's not punt the ball. You start doing some crazy things when you're in trouble. And, it's get back to they need to win. There's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Your first time doing anything, you think you're going to be the best at it, Well, I'm just going to be the best GM. I'm going to be the best coach. I'm going to be the best quarterback. And they're going through the bumps in the roads. They got to just stay the course, put what you've got in place and let them work together. Because I don't know if you remember, there was this old, I just started coaching RMF or helping out a little bit. There's old protection, red and blue protection, where you basically double team everybody. And all you got to do is be able to turn right or turn left. And if you can do that, you have a double team. But you can't do that kind of protection if you don't know what this guy's doing or what that guy's doing next to you on the line. So put the guys in place, and then good coaches will scheme around protections. But that being said, good defensive coordinators will move their chess piece here, and then I'll move the. So
yeah, and two on their defense, they got some players. Some of the older players need to produce, within their front four. Like Perry, you got some of those guys got to come on with it, right? But when you go in, when things are bad, right, and that sometimes can affect the team morale, as far as what players are out there actually giving, right? Right now just challenging. I'm sure they got it's more than just what's displaying on the field. That for me. I'm thinking that's a few more other things probably going on why they can't get the thing turned around.
But that's a great trend, get a pass rusher. They're playing from behind, The other team's passing a lot. You go and you get a couple pass rushers, to kind of stop the bleeding a little bit.
Exactly. And their defense haven't been bad, actually. They haven't been bad, right? But
they're on the field a lot.
On the field a lot.
Well, as Luke has said too, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. So going into the year, things look great, and now BC's just getting whack, whack, whack. The punches just keep coming, boom, 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 boom. And what are you going to do about it? Because the games keep coming, as Shiv said. On the Facebook wall, Sheldon writes in, he says, concert announcement in the metropolis of Estevan. The Offspring and Sum 41 coming to Affinity Place November 23rd. So kudos. They throw some great shows down there at Affinity Place in Estevan, which I believe is the greatest Junior A arena in the country. People tell me that's because you haven't been to Penticton. So that's on my bucket list, but certainly the best Junior A arena in the provinces there. But Estevan, do me a favor. Don't jump on stage and attack anybody like you did with Mick Mars when Motley Crue was there. They still talk about that. It's on video, by the way, if you want to see it. Hey, from Johnny on the Facebook wall, Venson, you deserve the Plaza of Honor.
That's awesome.
There you
That's
go. Is awesome. He your agent?
I need
probably
one.
Should be. You need one. Yeah, it's Plaza Week, by the way. Neil Hughes and Kerry Joseph going into the Plaza of Honor this Friday night. What do you got?
I think you could have a poll. All right, now that Kerry's in, who's next?
Let's wait till after Friday. Let's do that 1 week from today.
Yeah, because we've been talking about Kerry for a while.
Yeah.
And now that there's no 3-year waiting period anymore, or you win the most outstanding player, which I think should be get you in anyways.
Yeah.
But who's next?
This is
I say
so,
or no I say Tad. I mean I played with
how about a threesome going into the Plaza next year? Don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
Mike Abou-Meshrick,
two girls or two boys?
Vincent Donaldson, Tad Cornegay into the Plaza of Honor. What do you say? The three of you.
That'd be awesome because me and Tad wore the same number.
Right? Make it very easy, wouldn't it?
Make it very easy.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, by the way, speaking of numbers, it is episode number 55. Between now and the top of the hour, we're looking for your favorite number 55s. We've had a few come in here. I had mentioned from the NFL, Junior Seau, Otis Wilson. The hockey people have woken up this morning because they're writing in. They're saying Johnny Boy Check of the Boston Bruins, Mark Letestu, formerly of the Edmonton Oilers, Larry Murphy of the Detroit Red Wings, Igor Ulanov, Mark Scheifele of the Winnipeg Jets.
I'll take Murphy and Junior Seau.
For your favorites?
It's hockey, so I'll go Larry Murphy. But Junior Seau, can anybody top that?
No, you can't top Junior
Seau. I go Junior Seau and Johnny from my kid's soccer team. Those are my two.
Here's the odd thing about
greatest 55.
There's a lot of odd things about this place, but Clark wants to remind us, Jason Blake, Toronto Maple Leafs, 2008 to 2010. Thanks, Clark, and your Leafs jammies. This is the one thing about this town. I don't know what Saskatoon's like. I didn't live there long enough. It was a couple of years. This morning, an NHL player, a first-round draft choice, and he's been a longtime NHL veteran, comes into the locker room. I said hi to him. I don't want to say who. Everybody's saying, who's that guy? Who's that guy? I'm like, it's so-and-so. First-round pick in the NHL. Played somebody still playing in the NHL. Nobody knows who he is.
Is it Matt Dumba?
No. Nope.
Is he 55?
He might be. Because I'd have to Google it. But yet, if Jason Claremont walked in, or Vincent Dunn, everybody dropped their weights. Tonk.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Claremont walks down Albert Street and the C's part. But these NHL guys could buy and sell the football guys many times over, save for John Ryan. Johnny's got a lot of jingle in his jeans. But it's just something about the hockey guys. They're just so under the radar. They just fade into the woodwork.
So many
Here.
Of them.
I guess there's so many
like
of them.
Like cockroaches, yeah,
exactly.
You're saying. You say it, not me. I'm just saying.
Clark says Dumba did wear 55.
Yeah, because it's Dumba. The fives can look like S's. So what does that spell? Dumba.
But apparently he's switched to number 24.
But that's why they wore 55.
Because as Vincent said, 24 is what all the cool kids wear. That's what you're saying, right?
Too much for you.
Why did you pick 24?
Too much for you.
That's why?
That's why.
Also, Troy Gillard writing in. He says, Wayne Harris. Is that the guy they call Thumper? Lee, from your time with the Stampeders?
Yeah, Wayne Harris Sr.,
not the kid. He's the Dinos coach, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of, are you guys going to beat the Dinos this year?
Hey.
Finally?
Hey, that game is always a challenge for us. And we go in there and win, right? And hopefully we go in and handle our business like we prepare for.
Talking to Vincent Donaldson here, by the way, for those that just joined us an hour or two, you don't mind, I hope, me saying the former Patriot Packer, Rose Bowl champion with the Michigan Spartans, and hopefully one
Michigan
day...
State.
I said Michigan State.
Didn't
I? Just
said Michigan.
Oh, yes. I didn't
say
Wolverines.
I thought I was fast on that. I was
oh, yeah, no kidding. But you don't have Noah Pickton. We are going to talk a lot of Canada West football on here for the Huskies fans, the Dinos fans, the Rams fans, and what have you. But without Noah, it's L-A-N, life after Noah, with the U of R Rams. So what's life after Noah going to be like with the Rams this year?
Well, Noah, man, he done some tremendous things. And trying to replace a guy like that is, you don't replace a guy like that. But the young kid that we got coming into it is Josh Donnelly. He's a kid I was actually with at Labotus. Great student of the game, understands the game. He's even though he's a second-year player, he's probably more like a senior because of the way you go about preparing for the game, studying for the game. I think we're going to be just fine. Noah had his things he was great at. Donnelly has his things he's great at. I think we're not going to miss a beat. And we've got great guys in the backfield that's going to be able to compliment him, right? And that should just make his life a whole lot more easier pulling the trigger.
In the time we have left, I brushed on this in hour one about the Riders' chances of winning the CFL West. Everybody, I think,'s ears just perked up. Let's talk about it. They got Ottawa coming in here on Saturday. Almost a free space on the bingo card. That's what the Red Blacks have been looking like the past couple of weeks. Guys, is the door opening for, at the very worst, a second-place finish in a home playoff game for the Green and White? How do we see the next 10 playing out? Abu, you go ahead. You've been awfully quiet over there.
I see the, well, this chair is called number two for a reason, you know. I'm just saying. I see the Riders as being a grinder team. You know, they're grinding out wins. You know, everyone's got to be doing their part and carrying their bucket for them to win. There's not a lot of guys that can carry too many buckets at this point. You know, superstars that, you know, Andy Fantuz, Darian Durant. Here, everyone jump on my back and we'll go. That's not to say that they're not there. They just haven't figured out how to do it yet. That's not to say that they can't do it or won't do it. But at this point right now, they're a bunch of grinders that everyone's holding their bucket. And if someone doesn't hold that bucket, they lose. From quarterback to long snapper to... I'm trying to find an unimportant person. There isn't.
Which is usually the way.
No, it's not. When you got, you know, a Bo Levi, when you've got an Andy Fantuz, when you've got a thing, and be like, okay, we're close.
Yeah. You can overcome mistakes.
Let's go see Superman, you know, catch something over his head with his leg out and be like, bam, we win the game. Or, you know, drag a toe inbounds and not touch the blade of grass. I don't think the Riders have that guy. I think Winnipeg does. I think Calgary does. I think Edmonton's going to implode soon, and I think BC will be better than they have been. But, yeah, I think we're looking at a third spot, which is a lot better than where I had them at the beginning of the year, and then anything can happen.
It's tough for me to predict right now. I think that the defense right now is just playing very well. The pass rush is just tremendous in the back end. If they keep doing what they're doing in regard to giving the ball back to the offense, that's just going to make, you know, the quarterback job a lot more easier because you're getting those extra possessions. I think that's going to be the recipe for success, you know, being able to keep the games close with the defense and, you know, our quarterback doing the things that he needs to do, hitting the open guy, making the big plays, and taking care of the ball.
I'm going to check the results of the poll question just before we break here. The Monday Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. Did the Calgary Stampeders get hosed by video review on Saturday night? 79% say no, they did not get hosed. The right call was made. These two guys saying, both of them, yes, they did get hosed. So we've got a lot to get to this morning, previewing week 11 of the CFL as well. Still waiting on a Bomber update on Matt Nichols. It should be coming in before we go off the air today. We'll be back in a moment. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is the Rod Peterson Show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan.
SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Wow. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Monday morning in the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 55 from the bunker in beautiful Western Canada. And I got to tell you, it is beautiful. Thank you again to Emma Lake and all my friends north of PA and Lake Country for putting out the welcome mat this weekend for me. 20 years I've been waiting to get up there and spend some time, and it was very much worth it. Now everybody's going on where the riders will finish and all the rest. I get that. And we'll continue that till the top of the hour, where things will play out here into the second half. We're still waiting for an update out of Winnipeg on the Blue Bombers. Tommy Halleck, where are you? Press box announcer at IG Field. Boy, they're really stringing this thing out in Winnipeg. Tom writing in on the Facebook feed, word on Nichols will be coming down after practice. News may come before you leave the air. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, where are you going? Don't worry about walking right in front of the camera, Boo. You said that you aren't even a Twitter guy. What do you need your phone
for? I forgot. I was going to ask Westwood, what's up with Nichols?
Okay, just hang on. Andrew writes in and says, according to Three Down Nation, Nichols was at practice but did not practice and did not have a sling on. Are they trying to hide something? Obviously, it's the CFL. They're trying to hide everything forever. That's what they do. And we've been kicking around today. Can the Blue Bombers win a championship without Matt Nichols? V said yes. And I will tell Clark, that's what I think is the clip that should be pulled for our social media later, because V was hopping up and down in his seat, by the way. It made for great television. Why he thinks the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will win a Grey Cup despite the absence of Matt Nichols. And I don't think he'll be gone that long. But Abu, for the other 4 days of the week, I wish that you were here for what I'm about to bring up right now, and that is fantasy football. Your life is a fantasy. You live in fantasy. And we are going to bring in a fantasy football segment because the viewers have been asking for it. It's going to be 5 minutes, and it's not going to be now. I don't play fantasy football for my own reasons. I have, but I just don't have enough time in my week to be taken up by that. But I get that you guys can. Yeah. You get it, V?
Oh, yeah.
You get it. I just don't.
I get it.
So what do people need to know, Abu? People are saying, you can't wait till week one. You need to have these now.
Are we going
to
do a Rod Peterson draft?
Yes, we are, but I'm not going to be in it.
Are we going to get some fans in on this one, too? Or?
Yes, we are. Well,
then I can really let you in on what's going on.
Just talk about fantasy. Why does it need to be now? Is everybody having their drafts now?
Well, you got to do it before the first week of the NFL. So it's pretty much now or Labor Day weekend, anytime between now and then. What makes fantasy so good is I don't have a team. You know, when you play football, you don't always have the allegiance to a certain team or whatever. Being from Toronto, we didn't have a team. What fantasy does is it makes the games interesting. I don't care if Kansas City beats the Patriots or doesn't beat the Patriots. I don't care. But if the running back ran for 46 yards, not 50 yards, but 46, it's a big deal. So I'm watching these games and I'm not necessarily cheering for the team. I'm cheering for the guys. Now, football people, this isn't football. It's make-believe football. And we know it. I know it. But for me, it just makes the game more interesting.
Some action.
Yeah, and then every game's interesting. You know, exactly. The 1 o'clock game, the 4 o'clock game, you know that they're going to be on. You don't know who's playing who, but you know you've got someone playing, and those Doritos aren't going to go lonely because they're going to have a football game to watch with you.
Well, that's fair. So, V, you're not into fantasy?
I'm into fantasy all day, man.
You are into it.
Yeah, it is one of them things where you follow a lot more games because normally you would just kind of just watch your
team
that you like. I always like watching the Patriots. They draft me out of college. But
that's
now,
your team. That's
my team. But now it's like I'm watching, you know, several different games because you got guys playing and on different teams. But at the same time, it can kind of take away from the relaxing of just watching and enjoying the game. Right? That sometimes can leave you depending on.
Well, so here's my. Well,
how do you do that? How do you sit and watch a game? I've never been able to do that.
Come over to my house sometime and watch it.
So you just
there's
sit
two
there
reasons,
and watch it?
Two reasons why I'm not into fantasy. The biggest one is, as you guys know, and a lot of those people know, is I'm a recovering addict, and I will always be an addict. And do you know when you win in fantasy football, particularly DraftKings, and you get that email from the commissioner congratulating you, and you see your credits go bing, 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 you know that rush you feel?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
That is addicting.
I don't know what you mean.
It's an addicting feeling. It's a rush of adrenaline. Like when I was sitting in Hooters Casino in Vegas and I hit on blackjack and I won a bunch of money. Whoosh.
The feeling.
It's addicting. And my wife's like, you're done. Pulled me off the chair because she was sitting right there. She understands. Right. So fantasy football, to me, when you win, you get that rush. And for as a recovering addict, because you're going to be addicted to a lot of things, I just don't need it. I don't need it. And the other thing is, one of my daughters had a boyfriend there one day, and he had three laptops out and his phone, and I don't want to go too far, but he kept failing one of his tests that he was in. And I said, listen, if you'd study for your test like you study for the damn fantasy football, you'd be a nuclear physicist by now.
That's what we're talking about.
I know. I don't want to be that guy.
Not guys that set their alarm at 5 a.m. on Tuesday because that's when the message board opens. And if you don't get this guy by 5:01, you're messed up.
Yeah. And the other thing is Sunday morning when I don't have my team in and everybody's blowing muck because the games are about to start and I'm about to start yoga and I got to go into the bathroom and pretend that I'm taking a whiz, but I'm actually doing my fantasy team. I don't need the stress.
No, I think, you know, I think we should get that league and we'll just give you one team, just a taste, just the first little
you
taste.
You get it.
We'll put the team together and just give you a little taste of fantasy football. I think you'll like it. You'll be back for more.
You're like the dealer on the playground.
What do you mean?
Just try this.
What do you mean? It's for free. Don't worry.
Okay. See you guys. I hear him laughing on the other side of the wall. You're a bad influence.
Hey.
Overtime is next. Thanks. This has been a lot of fun. DuPont joins us next. I got to talk about the Rod Peterson Celebrity All-Star Football Weekend, Labor Day weekend, because everybody's talking about it. It's going to be huge. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11.999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody. All right, all right, all right. For the overtime segment, Darren DuPont joins me here. Sports update. A day off for the Blue Jays, but slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. could play tomorrow when the Jays open a three-game road series with the Dodgers. An MRI Sunday showed no serious damage after Vladdy had been dealing with pain in his left knee. It seems the Oakland Raiders' patience with receiver Antonio Brown is wearing thin. Brown wasn't at practice again yesterday because he's still mad the NFL won't let him use the helmet he wants. GM Mike Mayock said, all avenues have been exhausted regarding the helmet issue, then challenge Brown to be either all in or all out from the GM of the Raiders. I got to throw in the quote again from Flin Flon.
Awesome.
Our tech guy, Flin Flon. Has anybody thought maybe AB just doesn't want to go to Winnipeg? It's funny because it's true.
So good.
Way to go,
Jay-Z. We love you, Winnipeg, but
we do. And I didn't want to throw that out there, but it's just so damn funny.
It is.
That's our contest over the next 24 hours. Like or share our page. Definitely like it. Get your friends liking it. Tag friends to like this show, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to go to the game Thursday night, the Oakland Raiders, without AB, because he can't play now. Like he's just going to drop in.
Well, he could. He's good enough. But
he's got frostbite on his tootsies from the cryogenic chamber. That's the other part of the story. And you could go watch.
Doesn't cortisone fix everything?
You can go watch the drama-less Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And Matt LaFleur, their new head coach, your buddy from Tennessee.
Yeah. We'll see. The sleuths in Winnipeg have an update on Matt Nichols.
That he's going to the sixth game?
He is not at, no, they're still, I think they're still on the field for practice, so that's not been announced yet. He is not on the field for practice. Not surprising. And they're saying that he is not wearing anything to aid his shoulder. So no sling, no nothing, but he's not practicing. So good news, bad news.
Our insider, we won't name them. We just got word that he'll miss four games. We're not saying whom. Breaking news. Rod Peterson show sources saying the Matt Nichols will miss four games. That's the extent of the injury. There you go. Tom writing from Winnipeg. He says, riding that Antonio Brown not coming to Winnipeg thing like a horse. Well, why not? Hey, when you got a winner, you ride it, right? It's unless you're Mike Babcock.
Can't do this next week.
No, the joke's not funny on Friday.
No.
That's why so AB much. Is not in camp with the Raiders. He doesn't want to go to Winnipeg. That's hilarious stuff. DTD from Wayne in Victoria. Talk about being addicted. I'm addicted to the Rod Peterson show. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Thank you, Wayne. I would not advocate that you seek help for that, however.
Now, some addictions don't need to be treated.
No. Addicting to working out. That kind of thing.
Right. Coffee.
We got four tickets here from the Saskatchewan Rattlers that we're not going to give away today, but we will. You guys have very aptly identified that we should do a text contest with Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777. That'll wait until tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a trivia question.
Ooh, I like that.
A trivia question and be the first one through gets tickets to go watch the Rattlers home this weekend in the CEBL Championship, which it bothers me to miss. But as I said, I can't be everywhere, and I'm very excited to get back out to Moncton, New Brunswick for the Touchdown Atlantic this weekend, of which I'll be hosting CFL alumni events. That'll be great. But our pre-show meeting this morning, your phone rang, and you had to run out of the meeting, and I never got to ask you the question that I wanted, and that is the Rod Peterson's Celebrity Alumni Weekend.
Yeah.
All-Star Weekend, the football that's going to be played the Saturday night of Labor Day weekend. Do we have any name confirmation here? Because I see Ricky Foley's going off on social media about it. Somebody said he's going to be the ambassador for it. I mentioned it to Abu and V, and they start with the bobblehead. Everybody's excited.
You're coming, right?
Clearly he's in.
Abu has to be in.
Yes, he's in.
Good.
What names do we have? Can we start promoting what names?
1989 Grey Cup. Rob Bresciani.
Bresch is in?
He's in. Clark's got the list of everybody.
He said you had it.
That's been reached out to. Can we confirm Nate Davis is in?
No.
He wants to double check his list, so we're going to keep doing it. But every day we're going to announce more people. Len Antonini's busy ringing the phones. Everybody's excited about it, so we got to get them to commit. I'd love to see Nate Davis playing touch football. Catch a touchdown pass.
Clark had talked to Jim Hopson, who's been one of the biggest supporters of this program, and apparently Hoppy is willing to coach one of the teams.
Oh, yeah.
Wes Cates is in. If you want to see Wes Cates play, and you haven't seen him in ages, none of us have, coming out to the All-Star Charity Celebrity Weekend.
Tickets at rodpetersonshop.com. We're going to tweet out the link here after the show, rodpetersonshop.com. Tickets are already being sold. They're $20 each, but if you want to bring the family, it goes down to $10. So five tickets, or it could be a group of five, for $50. All proceeds to Regina Minor Football, all proceeds to Regina Minor Football and the Regina Riot. So they're going to split it. We're going to help grow the game of football, and we're just going to have a lot of fun over at Lobo
Field. Most importantly, Did I see Claremont was in?
Claremont and Dominguez were both really excited. They're both coaches at RMF, so they love to give back to the game. So we're just waiting on their availability on the weekend.
What I'm excited about is I'm just going to break the news. We're going to broadcast it on this channel.
All right.
Can I say it?
Sure.
Well, you knew that.
Well, of course.
Right on this Facebook channel, the Rod Peterson Show channel, I'll be broadcasting the game from the press box at Libel Field. So it'll be literally your Rider heroes out there playing, and I am excited to be able to call the game. Who cares if it's flag football?
That's going to be
still the guys.
So much fun.
So that is Saturday, August 31st, Rod Peterson's All-Star Celebrity Football Weekend, and that plays into what we're going to do at the Armories the day before the game with the tailgate and all the rest. So I know we get talking and we're over time. So anything else you want to say before we go off the air?
No, I think we're good. Again, like and share the show if you want to go to Winnipeg on Thursday. And again, rodpetersonshop.com for tickets to the All-Star Celebrity Football Touch Game.
And I also know every time we mention our inaugural trip to Houston, we sell more packages. So we now have a pair of NBA games for you to peruse when we go to Houston December 5th to the 10th. We already have the Texans and the Broncos meeting on NFL Sunday at Energy Stadium. We also have the Houston Rockets and the Phoenix Suns, the Houston Rockets and the Sacramento Kings. And by the way, I checked the college football playoff schedule, or the schedule. That'll be the opening week of the college football playoffs. So we anticipate a college football playoff game, CFB, as part of our trip. Go to rodpeterson.com/trip.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Thank you to Mike Abumeshrick, who's fully reclined on the sponsor's couch over there, along with Tad Cornegay today, Vincent Donaldson, Raul Garcia.
Nice.
And Lee Genier from the Rattlers. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.